The commission, at their special meeting last Wednesday, adopted on a 3-2 vote a face covering requirement within the city of Garden City, and it took effect on November 16th, will last through December 16th. The commission at their December 15th regular meeting will have the opportunity to consider extending that another 30 days or letting it expire. And, you know, I think the idea behind the ordinance being drafted that way and the commission's adoption of it was that they understood that this was a an issue that the community was divided on, and they wanted to, you know, make sure that if it was adopted, that it would have some regular checkbacks and require them to affirm any continuance of it. You know, throughout the COVID-19 response, we've largely, as a city government, deferred to the direction of the county, if any county, and the county health department. And I think the commission still has an interest in doing that, but also balancing that intergovernmental partnership and speaking in one voice, which they still are doing through their active involvement in some of the county's informational campaign, doing this measure on their own in response to what they understood to be a plea for intervention from the medical community, particularly St. Catherine Hospital and the Finney County Health Department, to try something to slow the rapid spread of the virus in the community.
All right, Matt. And as I understand it, the county did not pass an ordinance. So I guess, is there a imaginary line or a fine line? What is it? What is the difference between county and city?
That's a good question, CD. I mean, most of the community just, hey, it's two units of government. They both affect me. I don't know where the line stops and starts. You know, both governments have authority to pass something of this nature. And you're seeing it in other cities and counties across Kansas. You know, quite literally, the ordinance only affects the city limits of Garden City. And so the city limits are a jagged line that surrounds the incorporated area of the city. That doesn't always mean where there's buildings. It means it's in the city, because especially as you go to the west and as you go to the east, there are developed parts of the county where this mask requirement or this face covering requirement would not be local law, but it is local law inside the city limits of Garden City. And the enforcement side of this is one where the ordinance was drafted to where it would be an infraction. The ordinance specifically mentions that there would not be court costs attached to it. So if someone were fined or cited, the fine is a relatively small amount, and the goal is behavior change in compliance, and as it is with any infraction, and it's on a temporary basis. The line we've used is, you know, from a staff perspective, we're going to look at the enforcement of this ordinance in the same way we do with the other laws of the city. We're going to be reasonable and offer folks an opportunity to comply with the intent of the law, and not just go out looking for infractions to write. So, you know, ideally, I think, what that looks like is, if an officer observes somebody who is not in compliance, that they would approach them and give them an opportunity to come into compliance voluntarily, and hope that that's the case and move on down the road. We're certainly not going to play gotcha, and we don't believe we play gotcha on anything else either. So the experiences that other city police departments have had in enforcing it, that was played a big role in how we drafted our ordinance. We took a lot of advice from them, sort of the aspects of it that they thought they could work well with, what they saw most success with, and in some cases what folks had experienced that they said, if we would do this now, we wouldn't probably do it this way. So we tried to learn as best we could from those agencies that were already dealing with administering city-adopted face covering requirements.